Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Dan Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is May the 19th, 2017, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, beautiful day in Houston, Texas, for small businesses, entrepreneurs to start moving like never before in the marketplace. And I'm so super excited about so far what we've gotten done this year, 2017, and also for the rest of the remaining part of this year. Now, I've been sharing this over and over like the broken record, but I want you guys to get it because I am here to assist you, to give you tools and tips that's going to build you up, make sure that you guys are doing things more structural, more effective, and getting the results that you're looking for each and every week, each and every month that you are in business, whether you're an online business or brick and mortar location, whether you're a product business or a service business, it really doesn't matter. All that matters is that you start to build your business the way you want to build it, and, of course, assisting as many as you can in the marketplace, because we're satisfying three things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say it again. It's all about what people want, need, and can afford. So get ready. Put on your thinking cap. Take copious notes, and we're going to continue to share with you guys on how to do your business on a level that's unique, that's more personable to you, and that is also part of who you are, your personality. Notice that brand or branding is all about the personality of the company or the person, the head of the company who makes the business tick. So if you think about that, your brand, what is it about your brand that's unique and different in the marketplace? And what is it that your competitors are doing or not doing that you can do better? So you want to continue to focus on these levels, ladies and gentlemen, and this will assist you to put together a solid plan, business plan, marketing plan, as well as your campaigns that you run every day, every week, every month throughout the year. So let's go ahead and talk about it, and we're going to just continue to shout it out to you guys until you guys get it. But before I do that and we go into our basic topic, our topic for the day, of course, is going to be a 10-step strategic planning process for small businesses who want to be successful. Now, we talk about all of the marketing campaigns or marketing plans we can do, but what about the structure of your business, strategic planning of your business, the process that it will take for you to be on the next level, to be ahead of the game, not behind, and also to make sure that you're being persistent and consistent on a regular daily basis. And it's not as easy as most folks think, but it is doable. So let's put that in perspective and make sure that we're doing everything we can to assist as many people in the marketplace, no matter your age demographic, 18 to 49, whatever your age demographics is, particularly understanding your market, the business that you're in, the industry that you're in, and is it more relevant today? Is it growing? Is it oversaturated? Is it to the level where it's like pitching pennies? Or is it lucrative enough where you have billions and trillions of dollars being thrown at it on a regular basis annually. So you have to look at these things, ladies and gentlemen. What's unique and different in the marketplace? What makes the marketplace tick? And how are we responding to the customers, to the people that we promote to or market to on a regular basis? So you have to have a strategic planning in process in order to gather all of this information and utilize that to win. And I always say, well, you got to use your win formula, what's important now. So when you talk about your business, when you talk about your game plan, we want to make sure you're being strategic in your approach. And these 10 basic steps, ladies and gentlemen, are going to help you to solidify that and see that you're on the right track. This is just a guideline for you to measure up to see, well, am I doing this? Am I doing that? If I'm doing all these different things, then let's continue to expound on it, to add to it, to build it up, and continue to get strong in it. It's like anything else we do in life, ladies and gentlemen, whether you work in a regular job or you're a business owner, or you're basically exercising to stay fit and shape, you're eating the right things, you mentally reading and feeding your brain with positive things or levels, and also making sure that you think big. You want to make sure you do all of these other things too, in creating a putting together a strategic plan that's going to help you to be the what you call the unique piece of the puzzle that nobody else has. So that way everybody will come to you and that you know your business inside and out and that you also know how to market your business properly and you stay consistent with your content. Your website is in order. You're making sure that your website is also interactive, making sure that you get feedback from your customers on a regular basis. If you're a product business, you will want this so you can use that data so you can see what's selling, what's not selling, and then you can make the determining factor as to what to maintain and what to let go. So it's a lot of details, as I just stated here. It's a lot of things that we all have to look at, but we don't have to look at it all just one-sided. Let us put together a strategic plan of people in process who also is going to assist us and help us get to the level that we want to get to. But it's all about teamwork, which makes the dream work. So without that team, you won't be able to do this all by yourself. I will say that again. Without a team, you cannot do this all by yourself. So with that being said, let's start off. And I want to give a shout-out to my girl, in Dallas, Texas, LaCrystal Styles, for her magazine, which is the fashion paper, and then her radio show, Fashion Buzz. Now, again, I'm always good for entrepreneurship and also for business owners who are taking the next helm. We're part of media. I'm part of media as well with my radio show here at GTE Professional Network Radio, as well as a web design and marketing company, which is part of media, to promote a business. And I talked about this before. If you want to test the market, let's just start off there. If you want to test the market, you want to start off with something simple, something basic, and something that's going to grab the attention of the audience you're trying to reach. Now, you don't need a full-blown website for that. We have what is called landing page websites. And let's go into that real quick. Well, landing page websites is just one-pagers that a lot of mid-size, small, and large companies use on a regular basis to promote a particular product or service in the marketplace to see if that audience is going to respond to it. Let me say that again. A landing page website is just a one-pager. You want to test out a product or a service that you're providing in a marketplace, all you need is a one-pager to get it started. Again, those don't cost a whole lot to do. It's just a simple page where you get feedback and you start gathering the data from the responses that you get. You also want to incorporate social media, contact information, a video, and also something for them to interactively fill out on the site itself to where as you're gathering information. if you want to add a newsletter to it where you can send out more additional information, you can do that as well. So it's a lot of good things, ladies and gentlemen, that we can do to really jumpstart or kickstart our business on a good level. But we must take the time to do it right, cross our T's, dot our I's, and make sure that we are on the right track when it comes to what we're trying to represent. And keeping it simple, ladies and gentlemen, I can't stress that enough. You must keep it simple today. Without all of the details, and, you know, I have a degree in electronics, I don't have to be too techy with what all I'm saying to my customers or my clients when I'm building a website, putting together a marketing campaign, or even having them as special guests here on the radio show, which we only charge, again, ladies and gentlemen, $25 a month just to advertise your business on our show, which means that every week we will promote your company on a regular basis and also through social media because this is internet radio. So being that said, this is a global market. Internet radio is a big business today. It's booming right now, as well as online internet TV. So when you look at media today, it's not the same as it was 20 years ago. And it's surely not the same as it was 5 years ago. So it's going to continue to enhance you guys' ammunition to market and advertise on an effective level to whereas you don't have to stress on all capital dollars or big dollars that you will automatically think you need in order to market or promote your company or business or product. You don't have to do that. So let's dive into that. And I also want to send a thank you out to everyone who responds to my radio show on a regular basis when we're on the air. It's a great opportunity for us to get feedback as well from the people who have listened in to the show on a regular weekly basis. We post it on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're on social media. We also have a great platform here where we are basically giving you guys the exposure. Basically what the basis of this show was when I created it and when I started it back in 2012 was to assist small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to give them a voice to basically talk about their product or service within the community where they do business. So that's why I made my theme, Building Networks, Improving People's Lives, is basically my theme. And also assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations in the area where they do business so that way they can grow and communicate in the area where they are, no matter where you are in the country. Your focus and goal is to reach the marketplace running. Once you learn these simple steps, it will make it easier, simplistic for you, and then once you have your team on board with it or your support group that's going to help you build it and put it out there, as well as your customers, you have them as runners to help you promote it as well. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's a win-win for everybody. So, we talked about the five P's of marketing in the last couple of weeks, and we talked about all of the different detailed things you can do with your website, how to make it more interactive, getting feedback, utilizing that data to make sure that you are on point with a particular product or service or concept and idea that you have in the marketplace that you want to just present and represent and get others to follow behind you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's over 340 million people in the United States. All you need is 1%. 1% of this market will set you up for a lot of good things if we do it properly. Forget about all the propaganda. Forget about all of the quick fixes that everybody tries to do today that's not working. It's not working. So let's put together on a nice note or a real note on how to do this effectively. It's always going to be work involved if you want to get to the next level. You cannot stop and start and stop, start and stop, start and stop, and think you're going to get there. It's not going to happen. Don't fool yourself. But the basis of the bottom line is this. If we do it effectively, ladies and gentlemen, and we continue to win, you can just use a simple 10-10 method, and that'll help you. But I'm going to show you 10 steps. These 10 steps will help you get to the next level. We talk about structuring your business properly. Also, strategic planning that you're going to need. What is the process in of that strategic plan? Well, you have to formulate that and what it is you do in the marketplace and what industry you're in that's going to be unique and different from what everybody else is doing in the marketplace. You can look like it, you can be like it, but you will not be the same company as others who are also doing what you're doing. Notice, what is the drivers in the marketplace? Do you know who your major players are? Do you know who's the major keys in the business or industry that you're in? What are they doing? How are they winning? How are they losing? What can you do unique and different that's going to separate yourself from them? Strategic planning process, put that in perspective for you. So let's get into it. Strategic planning doesn't have to take a ton of time, ladies and gentlemen, or resources, but too often small business owners put off strategic planning until they have more time to dedicate it, and the results are often that business strategies basically stagnates them because they decided that they did not need it at the time. Well, don't go out like that. Because here's the thing, if you look at what you're doing and why you're doing what you're doing, you got to know your why. The how will take care of itself, but you have to know your why. Why are you doing this? What is your main objective? Is it just to be financially secure? Is it to help as many as you can in the marketplace, utilizing your gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind? Or is it just assist a few and you're done? A few and you're through. Now, I've seen that method before too. I'm only going to help a few and then I'm through. But that's not winning. That's losing. So here's how we do it. Gather your team, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to pay attention to this. Number one, gather your team. I want you to know that however many people you think you need to grow your market, to build it up, to promote it, utilizing the 5 P's of marketing, it's all about the people, product, price, place, and promotion. So if you gather your team, if you need 2, 5, or 10 people, make sure they're on the level of understanding your focus, your goal, your game plan, your end game. In order for you to win this, they have to be on the same level as you. If they're not, ladies and gentlemen, you will not reach the goal effectively that you want to reach, whether you're talking about winning in 2 months, 90 days, 3 months, or if you're talking about winning next week. However you're promoting your company and your business to get it out there, however you want to brand it, you want to make sure you have the right team in place to help you put this together. You cannot do it again by yourself. You're not an island. So put it in perspective, ladies and gentlemen, and make sure you do what you need to do. Number two, I want you to pay attention to this. Do not throw things up and see what sticks and thinking that that's going to be an idea or a strategic plan that you're putting in place because you caught it on the fly thought, without really analyzing, without really being analytical about it and seeing if this will work or not. One thing about it, in most businesses, they're very analytical, most of them, in their approach as far as how they address or submit anything out there in the marketplace. You don't want to just throw anything out there and just hope it sticks because you decided that that's what it was or that's what it is. No. Look at your customers. Look at your target market. Look at the people and their responses and how they feel. Relationship building. You can get your feedback if you have a proper website, again, that's going to help you put it together so you can understand what the people want. Are you supplying the needs of the people? Are you satisfying the three things in the marketplace of the people? It's all about what the people want, need, and can afford. Are you satisfying these three things in the marketplace? Are you strategically putting it together to where you can get an immediate response right away? Okay? Number three, look at your competitors. We don't always do this, basically, a lot of companies, but if you look at what they're doing and you see the success or the lack thereof, whatever they're doing in the marketplace, find a way where you can be better. What is it about your company, your business, that you do better? Is it customer service? Is it basically educating them on the product that you have or service that you provide? Is it the fact that you give a deal or discount for them and that you also let them know that you're on a consistent level concerning them as far as what they want, need, and can afford? So if you follow up this way, you will always have more feedback, more data to use than ever before. So be more absorbent when it comes to your contacts, and also whatever your competitors are doing or not doing, you want to make sure you're doing it better. Bottom line, do not underestimate social media. Do not underestimate videos or infomercials that you can put on your website. And also do not underestimate people can fill out information, what they do, sign-ups or anything like that, that's an effective tool way as well as word of mouth. If you're not utilizing that still, you're going to be way behind in the game. So look at your competitors, see what they're doing or not doing, and do it better. Number four, look at markets. We ask how different customer segments are changing. We are services still meeting the needs of the people. Are we getting asked to add any services, or is there any opportunity to do so? In order to help our customers more, we want to make sure we get that feedback. But if you're not getting that feedback, then obviously you're doing something unique and that's not on a level to what they're wanting to hear from you as a merchant. So you have to change your perspective to their perspective. It's an easy, simple fix if you do it properly. If you already had some people respond and purchase or buy from you direct, then continue that. Duplicate that process. Do not change it unless there's a need to. So look at your markets. Look at what your customers are wanting or not wanting. Find out what it is that's going to help you gain more people to you versus people running away from you. Number five, ask your employees. If you have team members or people on your team, you want to ask them, get other opinions, other insights, other views, so that way you can make the determining factor, hey, maybe this may work or maybe that may work. You should not be the only one making all of the main decisions. You should also get feedback from them as well, your partners. That's going to help you be more effective. It's going to help you grow, and it's going to put things in perspective to where everybody will begin to see that they're valued. Remember, person of value. Always in the marketplace, you want to become a person of value, not just a success, but person of value. So pay attention to that. Six, ask your customers. I always say this again. It is helpful to ask a few key customers what you can do to serve them better. That's always, always, ladies and gentlemen, customer service. Most great companies have great customer service. Good companies have okay customer service. And, of course, bad companies have bad customer service. So you want to be on that level of asking them, what can you do to help them or serve them better? Once you get the feedback, ladies and gentlemen, don't take it as if it's an attack, which I've seen most people have done. Don't make it seem as if they're trying to put something over on you. Just look at it as it is. You're trying to see what you can do to help them. The more information you get gathering that from your customers, the stronger you become. Identify your big rocks. Then Dr. Stephen Covey introduced the Big Rocks concept to the world to explain the importance of focusing on a big thing first before spending all of your time chasing and taking care of the little things. This concept is absolutely true in business, where I see Big Rocks as the things you can do and to take your business to the next level. If you don't take the time, ladies and gentlemen, to name the big rocks and focus, following one course until successful, on the big rocks, you will continuously get sidetracked into putting out the daily fires and dealing with the daily tasks before you wake up one day and see that your business has fallen behind. So once you have your ideas going, ladies and gentlemen, through the steps 1 through 6 above that I'm sharing with you, it's time to pick 3 to 5 of those ideas expressed somewhere on the notes. I hope you're taking them around the room so that way you can stay focused and keep up with everything that you're looking at right now, your big rocks. That's a beautiful thing. You must identify that. If you don't identify your big rocks, you will not see the big picture as to what your company is trying to do and where you're trying to go with the company. Number 8, this task for each big rock. Now to develop your action plan, take each of the big rocks you have identified for the year and have your team brainstorm tasks to accomplish each one of these big rocks. One goal that I do here at GT Professional Network Radio or Global Touch Enterprise with my web design and marketing business is to make sure that I'm giving the customer or my client the best service and the honest to God truth in reference to what it is that's going to work for them in their business, building a website or marketing campaigns, and what doesn't work. So that way they know that I'm straight to the point, honest, and letting them know exactly which way that they should go. In reference retrospect to that, looking at the successes of those that I've already designed sites for throughout the years, and I've seen the successes thereof, and those that didn't fall, that fell behind because they didn't continue to keep it up on the level, that's why I say you have to stay persistent and consistent. 3 Feet from Gold, a book that I've read by, of course, Napoleon Hill Foundation. It's a great book. I recommend you guys to pick that up. This is another recommendation, 3 Feet from Gold, as G-O-L-D. So people quit right before they hit the main mark where the gold will be distributed, and they wind up not making it or they wind up losing out because they quit right before the time. Do not quit too soon. Continue no matter what until you reach your mark and your goal. So, Number 9, report progress regularly. You want to do this on a consistent basis. That's the reports from the sales side of it, marketing side of it, as well as feedback side of it from customers that you have reached out to that have purchased you in, from your company or your business, whether it's a product or service. Repeat the process. Number 10, repeat the process once a year so that way you can continue to build and grow on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen. Your strategic process, you can change it as you see fit. You can update it. You can make sure you can own it. You can take the claims for it and make sure that your competitors stay behind instead of ahead of you, behind you, in reference to what it is you're doing, because they're going to be watching you as well. So continue to always update what you need to do in order for you to get to the next level. So I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GT Professional Network Radio. My name again is Ed Peterson. I'm thanking you all for tuning in. This is a great opportunity, guys. Great year, 2017. You do not want to miss out on marketing your business strongly until you win. Again, utilizing the win formula, what's important now. So you want to stay focused, build your team, and keep building until you win. Until next week, thank you all for tuning in, and see you next time.